Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. I'm sitting here. I'm back to work. And the first thing I'd like to do, for any of my listeners who listened in last week and who just happened to know Nico Ambesis, I'd like to take right now a minute of silence in honor of Nico. He will be missed. Nico was a good man. He left this world much, much too early. He will definitely be missed. If there's somebody out there that wants to call up and give us a little vignette or a little story or idea about Nico, please feel free, 347-945-6713. Or if you want to write something about them in the chat room, I'll be more than happy to pass it on to the audience. I will miss him. I will teach in his honor this year. But the topic for tonight's show is Egypt. What do you think about what's going on in Egypt? What do you think about the United States' reaction to what's going on in Egypt? What do you think of the President of the United States and what he's deciding about Egypt? Well, first of all, let's rehearse the facts. The Muslim Brotherhood elected Mr. Morsi president. They also elected an Islamic parliament. However, the courts refused to let the Islamic parliament meet. And then the army arrested the president and in effect had a coup d'etat. I don't care what you want to call it. It was a coup. It is now over. And we shall see what will happen. 1,000 people are dead. Churches have been burned to the ground. Mosques have been burned to the ground. The largest Arab nation is now on the verge of total chaos. What are we going to do? What should we do? You're the president of the United States. What do you decide? Wow, I sure don't know. Well, actually, I do. And it doesn't have anything to do with whether I like or do not like the Muslim Brotherhood. They were elected. The parliament was elected. You can't preach democracy only when you like who wins the election. I didn't like it when George W. Bush won the election. The second time. I don't think he won it the first time. But I put up with it. I knew I would get a chance to vote. I thought Mr. Kerry, the current Secretary of State, could have made a better effort beating George W., but he didn't. He didn't. He won the second election fair and square. He got millions more votes than Mr. Kerry, who, by the way, got 57 million votes, which was a record for a Democratic candidate. It really was pretty amazing. We've got a lot of... So should there be bloodshed in the streets in Egypt? You tell me. I think maybe there should be. The military overthrew a legitimate election. What are we going to do about that? 347-945-6713. I'm not really getting it tonight. I didn't really sleep very well last night. I'm extraordinarily tired. I'm working way too hard. And I'm not sleeping well, and I'm actually exhausted. Come on. I don't know. 347, talk to me. School's starting today, too, I guess. I'm really not doing so well on this show. Oh, my Lord. Just, I'm looking at the page of the Washington Post. And there's all kinds of articles about murders. That's really pretty sad. I don't know. I got one person in the chat room. I got nobody on the line with me. I'm fighting to stay awake. Maybe I shouldn't have a norm at night tonight. Maybe I should. I don't know the answer to the question. It's very difficult. Very difficult. I don't see any calls from tomorrow coming in. It's awfully hot here in the studio also. We don't have any air conditioning. I don't know if you're listening, but Ariel and Evan, I give you all a shout out. And you all know I make an apology here on the air also for losing my perspective this afternoon. That's a stir to me. Anyway. But I'm very tired. I'm waiting for somebody to give me a call. I don't hear anything. I don't even hear the sound of my own voice. So what should we do about Egypt? Do we have an obligation to put Morrison back in office? Question is, how do we do that short of an invasion? How do we do it? I don't know the answer. You got any ideas, Colt? Give us a call, 347-945-6713. Very lonely here tonight. Carol's asleep. Margaret's not home. I'm in a room that's about 150 degrees. I have nobody but the cult in my chat room. I don't know where to go or what to do. We're approaching the first quarter hour. But I don't know. It's really hard to say. Let's go see what's on Twitter. Michael Gerson wrote a real interesting article about sending your kid off to college. That's always interesting. Anyway, this article is about how he did that. I'm sending it to someone right now. I'm having a splitting headache, and I don't know where it came from. Maybe I shot myself in the foot today. Maybe I didn't. Oh, but it sure is warm. It sure is warm. There, I did it. Let's go see what's on Twitter. Oh, it wants me to sign in. I thought I was signed in. So, if you want to tweet me, by the way, my Twitter handle is nconstantine, or at nconstantine, which is kind of cool. No, no need to know my password. If it gets much hotter in here, I'm going to pass out. Hard to say. Linux project engineer. That's kind of fun. Don't know. It would be nice to do some would be nice to do some oh my gosh, I just realized something. I may have to put the music back on. Well, I go get the power supply. In fact, I'm gonna do that. I'll be right back. Try to get my headphones in. I only got one person in the chat room. Somebody asked me today if I was an anarchist. I said yes, but I don't really think I am. I definitely am a freedom lover, probably a libertarian. Although somebody asked me once if I was a socialist, I'm probably one of those two. I don't know the answer to everything or anything. I just know right now I'm not interested in very much, except trying to figure out how to cool this room off. It looks like the heat is back. We've had some lovely weather, but the heat is back. Oh, just for the heck of it, for those of you who might be interested, the Buffalo Bills are coming to town on Saturday to play the Redskins in another one of those scintillating exhibition games. But, it'll be kind of fun. We get to see some people play football. That's interesting. And labels don't stick these days. Well, that's an interesting thing to say, Colt. Why don't you give us a call and we'll talk about it? What labels are you talking about? I'd love to know. The cult is typing. We got some activity finally here in the chat room. The coffee, man, it's the last cup from the 10-cup pot, and it leaves something to be desired in the taste. For whatever reason, this morning I got eye jump. I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know. Oh my God, I got somebody in the chat room who's self-medicating. Who knows? Maybe Yeah, the show's not very good tonight. I'm gonna stop at 9:30, especially since my buddy is self-medicating. I'm kind of excited. My daughter's getting married in December. My wife went to bed early tonight. I'm gonna join her in a few minutes. So if you got anything to say, unless let's just go see what's going on Twitter. I don't know how many of you like Twitter, but I do, and it's really a lot of fun. Oh boy. Well, the new results. There's not even much action going on Twitter. Nope. Programming's pretty popular these days. Don't even know how to get to. Let's see here. I'm opening up a programming language just for the fun of it. Python, yes, I do like Python. It's my primes program. Where did my blog talk go? There. No, that's not it. Here it is, back in the studio. Hey, the cult is coming on, toothache or not. Hey, go ahead, cult.
I am unmuted.
You are unmuted. Yes, you are. You're
Yes.
self-medicated.
Oh,
California.
I took like half of Vicodin. That's all. It's not a big deal, but yeah. Oh, that it was. It really sucked yesterday. I was, brushing my teeth, and I brush rather vigorously, and then I just felt, this tooth came. One of my front teeth came loose. I mean, it's a crown. Then the crown came off, and I was like, what the shit? Now I know what it costs to replace. They can't put a new crown on. They have to, if they do anything, it would have to be an implant.
$1,200. Why can't they just put another crown badge on?
No, they can't.
Can't
The way
or
it broke.
won't?
Well, the way it broke off, it's not possible. If they could do it, but it probably wouldn't last, So so they're pushing, they want the implant, but it's
How much did that
$1,200.
cost?
I
How
know,
much?
1200, 1200 boxes.
I thought it
I
was worth
mean,
it.
I can live with it, but on the other hand, it's like, it's one of my
Do you
front
have
teeth.
dental insurance?
No. So that's the deal,
So a couple of
I'm
shares of Apple.
well, I'm thinking if I can hold
Because I
off
sell all
till
my shares of Apple.
well, if I can hold off to like next year, January, I might be able to work something out, but it's just, it's screwed. I just look in the mirror and you can't smile because you look and you see this fucking, excuse me, you see this hole.
Oh, I know. Remember,
I
you're
just,
talking to the guy
man, I can't
who's
do it.
plastic.
I do.
Hey, anybody else out there who's got a crown story to tell us, why not? 347-945-6713.
Oh, you know, what the hell? I mean, you know, we're all over 60 now, so, you know, these are some of the things we should expect, I guess, so.
I guess.
Here we go. Here we go. 3 secret ways to boost your testosterone. Why now would I want to do? I don't want to do that. I think I'll pass. That's from Newsman.
Got enough big T, huh?
I don't. Yeah, you know, I got enough hair everywhere, you know, and I, you know, the junk still works. So, you know.
But the question is, does it work on demand?
Oh, well, no, no, no. That takes a bit of persuasion. On both our parts, it's like, talk to it, please. Say something. let's not go too far.
This is a prime-time show.
Yeah, I know. It's not a microphone.
Well, I've been back to school for 2 days. The meetings are very interesting.
You were talking about Egypt, which,
Egypt.
Yeah, I can't say it's been, you know, an overwhelming topic for me, but, I will only offer.
I bet it speaks to them.
Yeah, well, I will only offer that I think everything that's going on there is fully orchestrated by the United States government and the Saudis.
Really?
I don't think there are any accidents.
Wait. I just want to be clear here and remember, this is not Norm talking. This is the cult.
The
United States let the military people know Morrissey's got to go.
They knew as long as they had the military under their control, they could experiment with whatever form of government the Egyptians voted for. It didn't make any damn difference. Because if we didn't like it, the military would just say, bye-bye. That would be the end of it. So, and I think you have the same situation in Libya and Tunisia as well. And Morocco. I thought we could throw them in there. So, and even now we don't have as much control in Syria. But even that, you know, I mean the whole rebellion is, you know, that's an American Israeli idea. What? Yeah, of course it is. You know.
They're going to start calling me the Fox News.
I don't trust any of these people, and I certainly don't trust our own government. Good God. You know, I mean, this is, think about it. I mean, we do is elect pathological liars from Nixon on, Johnson on. And I think the only honest president we've had, and I have to go back to Eisenhower, I think. But after that, it's like, blah, 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 you know, these guys. Jesus. They make Hannibal Lecter look like an honest man.
Oh, my Lord. Now we'll see the praises of Hannibal Lecter.
I think that
medication.
He was the hero of all those films. As bad as that is, he was. Who did people cheer for? It wasn't, you know, what's her name? Jody. I mean, Jody was good. I mean, granted, that was true. But Hannibal Lecter, they admired his wit and his prowess and his intelligence. You know, he was the hero. And then we can go look at Wall Street. Or, I mean, there are a lot of movies, American Psycho. You know, that's the new thing, the, you know, this is where people want to go now. This is your achievement. We're all going to be psycho. I don't know. I think, you know, I never thought it would be true, but it seems like a psychopath is the model citizen, you know.
You know what?
Well, I'm just looking around and I'm looking at the culture and I'm thinking, good God, mental illness is fashionable. So there we are. You know, I mean, I may be wrong. I'm, you know, I'm just projecting things. I'm, you know. You know, tossing some chum out there for the fish. You know?
Yeah, but nobody's biting tonight.
Yeah. Too bad we can't get a shark or a tuna or some goddamn thing out there. Huh. Eh.
Yeah, come on. Somebody bite. 347-945-6713.
Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe the show's lost its bloom.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I think, well...
Well, it is July. I mean, it's summer, and so we're up at about 112,000 listens now.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. I remember when you first hit, like, 50,000. And that was a thrill.
Yeah, that was,
was a big deal. Mm.
2013 has been a great year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I understand that, you know, probably half of them are NSA agents, but still.
Oh, God.
You know,
wait,
I mean.
I think they're at the door.
Yeah.
Hey,
well,
the fat Italian's talking about Egypt. Get the parabolic. Get the parabolic, what do you call those things? The parabolic antennas focused on them.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing about Egypt is, of course, I mean, the country was at one time the center of the world. I mean, the intellectual world, the spiritual world, everything was there. You know, and an incredible culture that embraced anything and everything. And it's just what it is now, you know. And that really, I mean, you know, it makes me sad, you know, that something like that could deteriorate. Well, for that matter, the whole religion of Islam, you know. How did you go from
I have a friend who calls it a bandit's religion.
Yeah, well, the thing is that now, you know, it's there's no enlightenment. It's barbaric. You know, that's all that's left. I don't know if it's, you know, we could probably say that about Christianity, too, but although they've cleaned up their act a bit, yeah, you know. We certainly could have said that in the 18th and 19th century, but...
How about in the 50s and 60s?
Oh, yeah. You know, they killed off all my
favorite people at the stake.
Yeah, they kept killing off all my favorite people. I didn't like that. Oh, pardon. Yeah, I found yet another... like a 2.5-hour film on Henry VIII. I can send you a link if you want to see it. I don't know if you're big on that era, you know. I find that era to be extremely fascinating because of, you know, that was the rebellion. It was an ideological rebellion. And And all the people that I like were all alive right around that time frame, so, you know. But I can send you a link. There's a site that has a ton of free movies. And this one, I don't know where it came from. But Helen Bonham Carter is in it. And it's not like, remember that one from HBO, The Tudors? You know,
yes.
It's not like some... Yeah, well, it's not like that where people are having sex like every 10 minutes. No, they don't do that, you know. Because actually, to be honest, it got rather boring for me. Well, except
that?
When Natalie... Except when Natalie was...
Who was Natalie?
She played Anne Boleyn.
Oh, and this, I thought you were talking some real life stuff.
Oh, Natalie, she was... And see, now she's also on that other HBO thing, Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And, oh, yeah, that's you see all her business. Everything is there. It's, well, whatever. So she's in this one, but she doesn't, you know, take her stuff off and all that. But anyway, but it's, this one seems to be more accurate from a historical perspective, and but it really it's not favorable to Henry the King. I mean, he's a psycho. He's a psycho. I mean, they make that clear from day one. This guy, you don't want to be friends with him. He's Tony Soprano with a crown on.
Stop.
I love it.
What did
is
it on?
Oh, no, no. The whole film is, it's, like I say, it's 192 minutes. But I'll send you a link. I'll put it on your wall.
Free, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know how this site is getting all these free movies. It might be a temporary thing, or they might be Russians, or who knows. I don't know. But I've been watching a lot of good films. So, you remember that really old film, The Longest Day, about the Normandy invasion?
Yes, with John Wayne.
Yeah, I watched that last night, and, you know, I mean, it's really hammy. You know, and the whole thing. But nonetheless, you get into it, you know. There's an emotional feel that, you know, I don't know. It's not like you're on the beach with the guys and everything, but there's just something about it that, I don't know. It makes you feel good, even though it's war and people are dying and getting blown away all over the place, but... glory.
Day, you know,
there's
John
a lot
Wayne
of glory.
On the beach, it's kind of sterilized.
Yeah, I was impressed with that film with Tom Hanks, Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, because they really got it when those landing craft were coming in, and the Germans would, you know, unload. And all those freaking bullets were bouncing around inside the landing craft. And the sound effect was like, good God, how did anyone get out alive? Well, most of them didn't. Most of them were killed right on the beach. They never even got off there, you know. I mean, my Uncle Harry was there, and, you know, he talked about it. He said, the first thing I did was run. I dug a hole in the sand and I stayed there. That was it. And that was where he, you know, I mean, what else would you do, you know?
And I don't know.
I know, I don't know either. I know. So, but Anyway, we're getting way off track. Well, did we have a topic other than Egypt? I don't know.
Well, I mean, the question is, what should the United States do?
I'm thinking nothing, but I think we are doing something, and that is supporting the military. Duh, you know. And the Saudis are obviously going to pump all the money they can into the Egyptian army, as will Qatar, and they'll both keep pumping money into the Syrian resistance to try to get rid of Assad. I mean, that's what's going on there. You know, this isn't, you know, we're involved, but we're, you know, I don't know what our interests are exactly. I mean, here we, all of these countries had dictatorships, and we supported them, and then we decided to experiment a little bit, and now we don't like the way the experiment went, so we're going to go back to supporting dictatorships again. You know, I mean, I don't think morality has anything to do with any of this. Our foreign policy has never had any conscience to speak of.
Should it?
You know. Well, you know, for appearance sake, we like to be, you know, the
That's
saviors,
I mean.
But...
Yeah. But nobody... This chair seems very uncomfortable tonight.
Yeah, I decided to come outside here. It's, oh, shit, it's still nice.
Hey, anybody else out there listening to Norman Knight, can at least come into the chat room.
Yes. Come and challenge my radical ideology. I will. Yeah, it's quite interesting how many people are on the attack now, you know, against any libertarian thought or, you know, ideas. But on both sides, the conservatives and the liberals, they just don't want to see this. They don't want to see this happen. So I'm quite happy with my position. And I don't expect Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or any of these guys
well,
to be
I thought,
perfect.
I think Ted Cruz
I don't.
Is born in Canada.
Yeah, well.
He's
but,
done.
You know, I don't expect these guys to be perfect. In fact, I probably disagree with all of their social policies. And, you know, and we have agreement on some basic but core issues. And that's really all I want. I don't want, you know, I'm not an absolutist, you know, the way the Republican Party is, where, you know, you've got to be anti-abortion, anti-gay, prayer and scold, you know, you have to take this whole moral stance and put your hand over your heart and sing, and you know, don't do that, because that's not important. So I don't know if the Republicans are going to make that change or not, because if they stick with social issues, they're dead meat. I mean, dead meat.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, I live in a state where only 29% of the voters are Republican. And this is the state that, you know, gave birth to Ronald Reagan. And they keep losing more and more. I mean, the Democrats have a supermajority. They hold every freaking office in the state government. The Republicans are... irrelevant, completely, just not, nobody cares about them. Now, do they want to see that happen over the rest of the country? Because it will.
See what happens.
They will make themselves irrelevant, where nobody cares what they think and nobody votes for them. Which is,
go through the motions.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've already seen it happen. I mean, what happened here, and what continues to happen here, you know, hell, Jerry Brown is the most conservative guy we've got. Think about that. If it wasn't for him, there'd be all kinds of crazy stuff going on here. We're just lucky that he's old enough to not go that route. You know. So, you know, I can see things happening, and well, New York is another example. Washington D.C. is another example. You know. Now, are these folks ever going to put, you know, a minimum wage law in, raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
I don't know.
I mean, I know they can probably get the votes for that. As destructive as it would be, you know. I mean, if you want to ruin an economy, that's the way to go. Just double the minimum wage. God. Anyway. So we'll see what happens there. I don't expect that we'll get a whole lot of support. But I do see, you know, things coming through a lot of state legislatures and possibly on the federal level. That could be quite radical.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Well,
You know what? I'm about to. Well, let's see. I got 12 minutes left. Can I make 12 minutes? What are we going to talk about for 12 minutes?
You want a new topic? Let me think. I didn't watch the news at all today.
You didn't watch?
No, I didn't watch it. Well, you know, I mean, because I was missing a tooth and I didn't want to, I don't know, I was just like, I was in an F it mood, like F television and F this and F that, you know. And when I'm like that, well, I know pretty much to keep that myself. So, and notice how I said F this and F that. Yeah, I'm censoring myself here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the worst part is, you know, every time my tongue touches the front of my teeth, I know it's gone. You know, and it's just I don't know. I shouldn't keep talking about that. It's depressing. I got to get that something in there to replace it. I hate spending $1,200 freaking dollars for whatever, a plastic tooth. But jeez, what are you gonna do? You know,
actually fiberglass.
Well, yeah, whatever. I mean, whatever. They make it out of some material. I don't know. It's some kind of polymer or whatever, you know.
They're very light now.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it'll look wonderful and everything, you know. I mean, I still have the tooth. I have it in the bathroom, and then I pick it up and look at it, and I go, "Hey, you son of a dog." Why did you fall out? jeez. So, yeah, well, let's see. What's going on here? Well, let's see. We're having fires, of course. Lots and lots of fires in California. I think there are like about 20 different fires. surrounding the valley. Some in the valley, but mostly they're up in the hills. So all this damn smoke comes over here, you know. So you don't want to be outside for too long because it stinks. And you don't want to breathe it either, you know. So, and these fires are going to go on for another 3-4 months, you know.
Did they start with lightning?
Well, yeah, most of them are lightning strikes, and that's how they get going, you know. Now, we did have one that was just a couple miles from me, but they blamed it on a homeless woman, so. So, I don't know. They said she started the fire. I don't know how they proved that, but, you know, they yanked her off the street and said she did it. Well, I knew it would be either a cigarette or a homeless person, and they took the homeless person. You know. See, when they want to do the anti-smoking campaign, then they blame it on a cigarette. You know. But see, this was in the middle where we have where the river comes through. That whole area is, you know, very dense wooded area. Nobody goes in there except the homeless people, because that's where they set up their little camps and everything. So that's why they blamed it on her. I don't know why they picked her. Probably just the first person they saw. So, but, and then, I don't know why, but I had a raccoon come by. You know. So, when they get hungry, there's like a creek that goes through here. But they put it underground, so they put these pipes so the water goes underground. Well, right now there's practically no water, but all the raccoons come up from the river, and then they come up and they're all over the neighborhood looking for food, you know. So this freaking raccoon, you know, he's out near my plum tree eating plums, you know, and he was a nasty raccoon. You know, I mean, chase, you know, because my cat, Doodles, comes running up the door and says, "Get me out of here, I can't, there's a raccoon." So I look, and there's the raccoon. And then he like, hisses at me. You know, I said, you know, I had a few words with him. And I went and got the garden hose. And I squirted his butt down. And he had this real weird look on his face. He was soaking wet, and I'm squirting him, and he's like, "Damn it. Why are you doing this?" And I'm like, "Get out of my yard, you little." So he finally got his ass out, you know, but. But they come around every now and then. The possums, I get the possums too, and they stink. Oh, God. Even when they don't spray anything, they still stink. You know when they've been around, you know. It's like, you know, like, I don't know, like underwear and socks that have been sitting in a locker room for 2 weeks, you know. And you smell that and you go, "That's a possum." Yeah, I know that. So, are you there? I guess you're not there. Well, anyway, got 6 minutes left. Are you snoring? Holy shit. Norm, wake up.
Oh, sorry.
I heard you snoring.
Oh.
Do you realize that?
No.
Yeah, you were. I heard it.
No.
You replay this thing and you listen. You were snoring. This is not the first time you've done that, too. You've done that before.
I had a hard day today. A hard day.
Oh, see. See, I'm the one with the Vicodin in my body, and I'm not snoring. Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't like Vicodin. It's got that it's got Tylenol in it, which is no good for your liver or anything else. And
they start calling your house.
Yeah, well, I don't want, it's just not a good drug. I don't care for it, I don't need things to knock me out, I want something to feel better, that we all agree on. But don't knock me out on my ass, And how these people can take it and then go on with their business, I don't know how they do
that.
Yeah,
it's but, like house.
Yeah, exactly. See, because I break the little tablets in half, and then I'll just take that, and that's generally enough to, get me through. But, at the same time, I won't drive a car or, work a chainsaw or do anything else. I, just sit back and, watch TV or something. Or go online and harass all the women, So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the mayor of San Diego.
Oh. yeah, See, now, there is an example of God's work.
Oh,
now,
I gotta hear this.
Well, he was supposed to be in therapy for 2 weeks, right? But it only took 5 days to heal him. He's totally better now. Right?
I'm not arguing.
Yeah, I know. Well, all humor aside and everything, why wouldn't a person like that just, crawl in a hole and go away, Because I think any decent human being would say, I don't need to be here anymore. I screwed up and I'm sorry and I'm done, Which is what Anthony Weiner should have said. Which is what Spitzer should have said, which is what Bill Clinton should have said. But no, they all hang around.
It's hard to say.
And it's like I'm saying, it's the new culture. Maybe not so new, but, we're being governed by psychopaths. These people... They're not normal. They're the worst excuses for human beings I've ever seen. I won't say they're worse than Hitler, but they're...
So you walk in a man's shoes, you can't really say anything about him.
I'll wait till Hillary runs. Oh, that's going to be good. Oh, the dirt on her is piling up. I mean, there is...
Oh, they're gathering it already, huh?
Oh, there's a steaming heap of turds waiting. They're going to be throwing that shit. and it's all legitimate stuff, too. I mean, So she's going to have to dodge all that. And I don't know who the Republicans will throw at. Rand Paul looks like the guy. I mean, I think he has potential. It could happen. If they don't shoot him or something,
I think it's going to be the big fat guy from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. Well, he would be the moderate blah, blah, blah type guy,
And on that note, we're at the end of our time. Another week of Norm at Night. I'm not quite as interesting as it's been in weeks past. In fact, it sent Norm to the s'more barn.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
okay,
thanks,
man,
for calling. I'm really, we didn't get anybody else in the chat room, nothing. But anyway, again, remember Nika Membesis whenever you have a minute, and we're out of here. See you next week.
Take care, guy. Good night.
Bye. Good night.